I'm Capriana, and I'm an interviewer here at WMAP Radio. You can tune in weekdays from 2 to 5 to catch me and some of the incredible guests that join us on our show. From doctors to authors, life coaches, actors to entrepreneurs, you can hear their stories here every day. Tune into our Long Island station, 103.9 FM weeknights from 7 to 8 in Orlando, Florida, 94.1 The Bud, and 24/7 at WMAPradio.com, where we bring you the world's most amazing people. Make us part of your day.
All right, WMAP Radio, it's Capriana. So I have the incredible Lucinda Jackson on the phone with us. She is the author of the book, Just a Girl, Growing Up Female and Ambitious. She's a business executive and a scientist. So with us today, we have Lucinda Jackson. Lucinda, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Cap?
I am doing very well. Thank you for coming on WMAP Radio today.
You bet.
So you have an interesting book, and you know, before we got live on air, we had a very interesting conversation about growing up female and ambitious. So you know what? Give us a background about yourself, and what exactly is it that you do?
I am a scientist, and I've been a business executive at four different Fortune 500 companies, and I found from those times that I had a lot of experience with sexism, mm-hmm. Both for myself and witnessing it happening to other women. And I decided to write this book to make people aware of the cumulative nature of sexual harassment, how it's a really slow process, and it doesn't have to be a real big defining moment like, oh, I got raped or something. It has to be more of an accumulative thing that gets you into a non-productive way. And I found that happening to myself and a lot of women, and that's why I decided to write this book after decades in the corporate world.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about your book for a moment. So your book title is called Just a Girl, Growing Up Female and Ambitious. So with what you just said before, you know, sexual harassment doesn't have to just be the extreme of, not having consensual acts or anything, but there are so many underlining issues that are involved within that. So what exactly is your book about?
So it's about my journey of experiencing that, how I dealt with it, how I can, and it is a call to action, how I can help men and women find dignity and recognition and use of their voices. And it's really a call to action. And I have a number of messages that I have for women and men. And it's also a documentation of American history that I wanted to make sure was on the record of the period of time from the 1950s until today when women really started entering the workforce in male-dominated companies and in male-slated jobs. They started entering jobs that were not nursing or teaching or secretaries, and I wanted to capture the experiences that a lot of women like myself have had during that time. And I want to remind people of why we have the Me Too movement today and why women's equality in the workplace is still something we need to fight for.
Definitely. And, you know, you're bringing up very big issues that are actually happening today with a lot of women. So, you know, for our listeners that aren't familiar, what exactly is the Me Too movement?
The Me Too movement is started a couple of years ago with one brave woman putting out there about sexual harassment in the workplace and asking people to use the hashtag MeToo if that had happened to them. And, within minutes, there was millions of responses. So it brought attention to the pervasiveness of this scourge on our society. And I'm trying to bring out some of the loss of productivity, how it's just not good for anybody, including corporate America and including men.
Of course, no, it's definitely not good. So how did you go from being a scientist to being so involved and passionate in the Me Too movement and in creating a book called Just a Girl, Growing Up Female and Ambitious?
I've kind of made a progression from my love of science very early on as a girl and being discouraged in it, not being welcome in that field. Going on to wanting to make more of a difference and help others, and that's when I decided I wanted to get into the executive ranks so that I could have not just do the work, but I could actually set policy and help other people move their careers forward. So I wanted to be in a leadership position. I felt that was the way to make a difference. And I guess what's always sort of helped me along the way is that I kind of felt this greater purpose to that I and other women needed to be there. And even though it was extremely hard road that I picked, and a lot of women quit, and I've seen that, and they're still doing it, really concerns me. But I stuck it out because I felt like I needed to represent women, and I had to be in the room. And I had so many examples of people I saved, basically, because I was there in the room, and otherwise they would not have been promoted. They might have been fired. And I knew I had a reason to stick it out. So that really helped me get through, the hard times.
Yeah, of course. And, you said something about decades of nonstop sexual harassment as a woman scientist. It's so mind-blowing that you had experiences like this. How could we start an end to this? Is there a way that us women are able to do something to stop this?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. One, as I referred to, women need to stay in challenging positions. Mm-hmm. And I know it's very tempting to go do something more like work for a nonprofit or go into teaching. And I certainly went through that a number of times myself, thinking I'm gonna go be in a more acceptable field for women. I'm gonna be someplace where I won't be an outcast, mm-hmm. and the only woman in the room. And what I'm encouraging women to do is to stick it out. And the way I feel like they can do that is to get a network of women at work, which I did not do. I was very alone and afraid to bring anything up, hey, this is what's happening to me. And I have a network now, which I formed after I left corporate America. It's fabulous, and I highly recommend it. And the other thing I think women can do, I think in one generation we could change the culture by raising boys to be liberated. Mm-hmm. Women have still a major role, the major role in child rearing in this country, and I really feel like women can make a difference by consciously training their boys to be non-sexist. I have a chapter on my book called Boy Children. I have three boys myself, which I raised to be liberated men today. I'm very proud of them, and I think that's a key thing that women can do.
Definitely. Before we got on air, we were speaking about boys and men's liberation movement. What exactly mm-hmm. is that?
I call that BAML, Boys and Men's Liberation Movement, and that's what I think men can do. There's a lot of wonderful men who want to help change the culture, don't think it's right, the bullying and sexism that goes on. And I think, we had a women's liberation movement back in the 70s, and there's a lot of support for women right now. But men who want to live a different reality, who want to be involved in child rearing, who, welcome being sensitive, there's really not a place for them. There's a few little things going on, but I think we need a glorious dynamo for men who could come forward and lead fuller lives. By recognizing all the aspects of their personalities instead of stuffing them down like they've been taught to do in America.
Right, right. Yeah, I definitely understand where you are coming from. Once again, guys, we have Lucinda Jackson on the phone with us. She is the author of the book, Just a Girl, Growing Up Female and Ambitious. Lucinda, what would be a good way for us to contact you? Do you have a website? And where would we be able to find a copy of your book?
My website is www.lucindajackson.com, and my book's available everywhere now. It just came out yesterday, and it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, bookstores, so check it out.
Wow. Congratulations. That is exciting that your book is finally out. Once again, guys, take a look at her book. Her book is titled Just a Girl, Growing Up Female and Ambitious. Once again, we have Lucinda Jackson on the phone with us. Lucinda, I hope you have an incredible rest of your week.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kat. Great talking to you.
Thank Bye. You. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, guys, so we still have a couple interviews to come, so stay tuned here on WMAP Radio.
I can't stop them. Nothing I can see but you when you dance.